SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down in the cockpit for just a couple of segments. Carver dealing with some technical difficulties tonight, but he should be here periodically. A lot to talk about tonight. We got Louisville and USC on top, going to kick it off in Petco in just about 5 or 10 minutes. We got a college football game taken off in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And right now, the updated line in that, I'm completely all over the place. West Virginia, 20-10 over North Carolina. They started that game with a 75-yard bomb from Garrett Green that really set the tone. And right now, they're hanging on by 10 points. North Carolina does have the ball. First and 10 on their own 21. 2:40 left in the third. Tick. Tick, 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 tick. I'm on the under. Yes, I said it. The under in this ball game. I jumped on it, believe it or not, after the first score, got a number of 71 and a hook. So I parlayed that with the under for USC on the money line and the under with Texas A&M with the points. So I'm on both dogs tonight. Ollie Gordon will start in that ball game against Texas A&M. 109 is his total tonight. Brennan Presley in, Alan Bowman in, as we welcome in our Sports Grid radio audience, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi in the cockpit on Carver and Lisi right now, holding it down for just a couple of segments. I'm breaking down the college football. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I just got out of the gym. I'm pumped up. And we need some winners. We need some winners. And I talked about it with Carver on Coast to Coast about this ball game, Louisville and USC. Now, we know that Caleb Williams is out. I get that. But you still have Taj Washington in. You got Branch, the big play wide receiver, that and dynamic punt returner that's going to play. You have Austin Jones that's going to be in the lineup, the dynamic running back, versatile, can catch the football. So you just need a quarterback in Miller to distribute the football and not turn the football over. His total tonight is 257.5. I'm actually on that. I'm on Branch and Washington over their totals tonight. And we'll get into the late action as well. I did a rope-a-dope because when these lines did come out originally, they had Texas A&M instilled as a 1.5 early 2-point favorite, and then mass opt-outs and turnover with Jimbo leaving and Bobby Petrino taking the OC job. So the line is flipped now with Mike Gundy, a very good head coach, but lost his last bowl game. We talked about it on Coast to Coast, Wisconsin and Oak State last year. He started Wrangell. I thought he made some poor decisions. They lost that ball game by 7 and didn't get the cover. I'm going to take the SEC speed. SEC speed. SEC athletes, 4-star, 5-star. All I heard for the last 2 years was how Jimbo Fisher just accumulated talent in College Station. He's just taking on top talent. He out-recruited Nick Saban. He out-recruited Kirby Smart. Out-recruited Brian Kelly. You name it, Jimbo out-recruited anybody. They had all the money in the cupboard. Well, guess what? Now they have an opportunity to show out against a good Big 12 team, but not a dynamic Big 12 team in terms of Oklahoma State. Total is 54.5. I'll go through who gets the start for Texas A&M in this ballgame. Jalen Henderson, speedster out of Des Moines, Iowa. No, I have no idea where Jalen Henderson came from. But 215.5 is his total. Alan Bowman is 260 and a hook. Brennan Presley's a player to keep an eye on, 75.5. And Moose Muhammad for Texas A&M will play in this ballgame. Why is that important? Because he's one of the better playmakers on the field. He can catch the football. Yards after the catch has a very low total in terms of 48.5. I actually like Moose Muhammad to break out over his total tonight. Running backs, I'm rolling with Le'Veon Moss for Texas A&M. Why? Because I believe A&M does have the offense and defensive line advantage in this ballgame. SEC caliber. This SEC defense was one of the tops for much of the season in terms of third down defense for much of the year in the area of about 28-30%. One of the top 15 units in the country, and I understand attrition, but you're still thinking about plug and play, right? If you have a defense that's only giving up 100 yards per game, with the starters in, and you put in, let's say, 5 new starters on defense, do you believe that that productivity from a defensive standpoint goes from 100 down to 0? Or does it go from 100 to maybe a buck 10? Does it go from 100 to 130? Does it go from 100 to 150? Or does it get better from 100 down to 85? That is the question. So when you bet these lines with new talent in there, you have to take into perspective how much of a drop-off in production. If it's a running back, the production is not going to be that much, in my opinion. Why? Because when you look at running backs, it all comes down to the offensive line. As long as the offensive line is creating holes, the productivity is not going to be that much of a drop-off. The running back should be able to get some yards as long as the offensive line blocks. So that's how you monitor it. Quarterback, yes, that's more important. If you have a quarterback that is a drop-back passer as opposed to an athlete, that could break contain like Caleb Williams and Miller Moss that will get his start here. What's the drop-off in terms of the RPO game? What's the drop-off from Miller Moss in terms of the passing attack? I'm taking a shot. Now, Louisville statistically had one of the better rush defenses in all the ACC. They held opposing offenses to 3.1 yards per carry, had one of the top third down defenses in all of college football. They contained Florida State with their third stringer in the ACC championship game. But this is USC speed. This is Pac-12 speed. This is where Louisville could struggle from that perspective. So that's what we have to monitor as this game progresses. First play from scrimmage for USC is Branch on an end around. So early on, Lincoln Riley trying to utilize his speed on the perimeter, get that defense over pursuing, and then hit him in terms of backdoor or back in terms of misdirection. So we'll see how that plays out. This game, I think, could be an under as well. I lean USC, but I still think under. I think a lot of short to intermediate throws, safe throws. That's how USC will score points early on. We're just getting started. When we come back, we'll break down some NFL. More bowl action right here on Carver and Lisi. Guess what? Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. To the house!
Who's this now? To what house?
To the house!
I got under. Stop rooting in points.
I got West Virginia, and I want some breathing room, and I just got it. It's going to be 27-10 here. We have points. It's how much time's left in this game?
You come in hot. Yeah, I mean,
because
you got
71.5 here. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Don't start. I've been in way too many of these. I've seen more bowl games than you were alive. Stop.
Yeah, please.
What's going on with this USC game? No rapping. Here we go. Louisville right down the... I mean, this team is gone. Really, they should be embarrassed. I want to talk to this team. Terrible.
I haven't gotten
horrible.
It.
Don't even. It's a waste.
Here.
Right down their throats. Louisville wants it so much more. This team is gutless. No rapping, nothing.
That's pathetic. It really is.
I mean, can you tackle somebody?
How you doing, Joe? You all right?
No, I'm not all right. I had a crazy workout at the gym. Kettleball. The kettlebells.
How'd that go for you?
I felt like I was training for off-season OTAs. You know what I want? I want the Rock. Give me the Rock on like a 4th and 2, a 4th and goal, in like a right around the 2. I want to sell out with the game on the line. I want the black cleats with the long towel and the visor. I think I can get in.
I think you could probably do it.
Look at this, right down the. Look at this.
Did they go right down the field, huh?
I mean, they're inside the 15. I mean, every play.
So they haven't scored yet?
No, but every Carver. I'm taking Texas A&M. I've seen enough. That's the dog that's going to cover tonight. I can't with this team. Gutless. This Lincoln Riley, really. Gutless.
He is pretty
no
gutless.
Heart. Just no heart. Like young guys. What do you play football for? I don't understand.
I thought for football? Sure they'd come out with a little bit of bite here.
A little zeal.
A little bit of zeal would have been nice. All right, Joe. Well, it's good to have you back. It was a long holiday weekend. That's for sure. I've had all kinds of problems here today.
I held it down.
I mean, Jesus.
I was in the cockpit. I got to be honest. I didn't know what day it was. I mean, I'm talking. I'm watching. Look at this. Inside the 10, 5, touchdown. Here we go. Unbelievable. It's all right. It's holiday. Maybe, you know, you're working out the kinks for 2024. Think of it that way. Shooters keep shooting. Remember that.
Shooters do keep shooting, Joe. And now we're going to be ready to go. Hopefully it sounds like I'm on the roll here. We have a lot to do tonight, of course. We have these bowl games going on. We have several NBA games. We have a lot of hockey. We have plenty of NFL we have to talk about later. And Rick Haro next segment, too, as well. So we have a lot to jam in our first night back together. The holiday was good, Joe. Everybody was all right. You did okay?
Yeah, it was great.
Santa was good to the kids?
Santa was great for the kids. I told them, build up your street cred Christmas. This is it. Build up the street cred.
Build up the street cred. Right.
They're like, Dad, stop. What does that mean? Then after they got the gifts, they're like, street cred Christmas.
build up the street cred. Knock them around a little bit. Let's go.
What game are you watching?
I have the West Virginia game on right now. I haven't switched over to
Louisville. You don't want to. I'm telling you. It's just not a good
look. So 27-10, lots of breathing room here. I got I'm on West Virginia. So.
Would you lay 5? I laid it. Would you lay 5.5?
I laid it. 5.5.
Here's what I'm taking. Ollie Gordon, next game, over the 20.5 receiving. Moose Muhammad over the 48.5 receiving, and Texas A&M money line.
Yeah, I think I have to take Oklahoma State on principle because of how much you ride them all the time. For you to now go away from them means that I probably have to get involved with them.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. I
wasn't married to them like you were, so.
Yeah, but they cost me in multiple spots.
I know.
Is this guy in?
Sorry to hear that.
You know where they cost me.
So Louisville's up 7-0 on USC.
I don't know. It looks like the knee is down.
I don't know. They got it done, signed, sealed, and delivered here on FanDuel. It says 7-0.
All right. No, I thought it was a bad call. But
get USC plus the 11.5 right now.
You want to jump in on them?
Have they had the ball yet? Was that the first possession of the game?
No, they had the ball.
Oh, they get 3 and out? Gave them the ball right away?
Yeah. This kid Miller Moss does not look good. He's not even mobile, so this kid can't even run.
I'll tell you, get this total tomorrow morning now. It's starting to move down already with this weather that's going to be in Boston.
What,
48.5 this morning. It's down to 47.5 already. This SMU BC
slop?
Game.
In the slop?
Yeah. We actually have to do that pick. Really, you guys should do that now because we can't do that in an hour or two.
All right. Because, I like BC.
Because of when it rolls.
What's my record, by the way? Do I have a record?
I have to put all that together. I'll do that. It's a mess. For when we do, for when we make the picks for the Thursday night games in an hour or two, I'll give you your official count.
All right. You want to take USC now? Tell me. I'll do it.
Wait. What? Put the 11 and a half?
Yeah.
No. I am going to tell you now, so I'm going to take SMU BC under.
All right.
Under 47 and a half, and you're taking BC?
Yeah.
Plus the 10 and a half. I guess we kind of got to do Rutgers, too. No, we don't have to do that. We could do that in an hour, too. That's the only game we had to get in this hour because of when the second hour runs. So we'll be all right there, Joe.
All right. I mean,
NBA right now. Raptors up 12 in Washington against the Wizards. You got the Sixers are up 6 on the Magic at the half. No Embiid there. Bucks are up 3 on the Nets, 38-35. You got the Knicks and the Thunder are just underway, Joe. 16-11, very early going in that one.
I need something positive, Carver.
You got nothing positive right now, huh?
Well,
Giannis did play for the Bucks, by the way. I know Giannis was questionable earlier today when we talked about this game.
Yeah, I got the under. That's the positive. Tick, 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 tick.
Tick, 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 tick.
I told you that under, didn't I?
No Donovan Mitchell for the Cavs tonight. Luka is playing for the Mavs.
So what do you want to do there?
What do I want to do? I don't know. Probably take Dallas. Yeah, Dallas went to 6.5. It was 2.5 this afternoon.
Unbelievable.
And I finally got that line. We'll probably do this an hour or two also because I know we got Rick coming up next. They got that early line for that Piston-Celtic game on Thursday night also.
What is it?
17.
Ah, was Lisi correct? I said 18.
You said 18. You were right near it. You were right on it.
I should be in the risk room. Put me in the risk room. Put him in.
With the point.
Put me in. What do you want to make the line? Everybody's got 3.5. Make it 5.5. I said it. Extend.
I said it. Scoreless at the horse track, Islanders and Penguins.
Yeah.
Hour two there. Bruins up 2-0 on the Sabres. Leafs up 2-0 on the Sens. Panthers up 2-0 on the Lightning. All right, we'll come back. Haro next. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver's still dealing with some technical difficulties. Quick update right here. This Miller Moss for USC looks absolutely atrocious. I mean, unbelievable. 7-0 Louisville right now over USC. The kid's dealing. All right, we got a little life. Go, give him a block. Take it to the house. All right, Carver will be joining us periodically. I think Rick Harrell, is Rick here, Matthias? Matthias, are we up? No Rick and no Carver. Oh, we're flying solo. The plane is flying itself, Matthias. All right, we got life inside the 30. Actually, 25. Miller Moss, Austin Jones. All right, we got a little bit of life now out of USC. I've seen enough now where I think we're going to be able to move the football. I like this now. I should have taken USC plus the 11.5, but I didn't. Updated line, let me give you where we're at. West Virginia going in again, it looks like. First and goal on the North Carolina 4. 19.5 is the in-game total. 9:40 left. The updated line on USC, 13.5. Why is that? They must have gotten a turnover, Matthias. I'm on a delay. This is not good. Not good.
No, so, Joe, definitely not. And the USC kicker missed that kick right now to keep it 7-0. We also have Rick Carl right now. Joe, Rick's calling in live right now.
Look at this. Ricky Haro here. Carver's off. Rick said he likes me better than Carver now, so that's always a possibility. You know? Rick, you got your wish. You wanted an hour with me. Carver has technical difficulties. What do you think about that?
Where the hell is Carver? You know what? It's karma, right? Because we had the conversation on television 3 hours ago, and I wanted you badly. You were like my tightly wrapped, beautiful Christmas wish, and here you are. Right?
Unbelievable. Right. Now, Rick, I know we were joking around, but my street cred inside Sports Grid is going up in leaps and bounds right now, right? I mean, unbelievable with you. All of a sudden, 6 degrees Elysee, you're happy, everybody's happy now.
Well, listen, you know, I knew when we first met that you were somebody to watch. But then it was like Carver would be saying, all right, you got to talk to me first, and then we'll see if we can talk to Lisi. And that's the way that had worked. But now it doesn't matter anymore, because at the end of the day, I realized that you hold the key to the sports kingdom. Your Rolodex is tremendous. We have some common friends in the industry. And obviously, we're going to be using those friends to the benefit of Sports Grid in the not-too-distant future, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, so that's great. We'll talk about that in the weeks to come. But I do want to get your take, because our Dolphins did play over this past weekend against Dallas, trail for much of the game, and they get a critical victory, right? They have the opportunity now to potentially take the number one overall seed in the AFC should they get the victory over Baltimore. But what is the sentiment there? I know everybody's excited about Tyreek and Mike McDaniel, but like from a business perspective, are the fans completely bought into the days of like where we were back in Dan Marino in terms of the rookie season? Are we completely bought in?
Well, yeah, completely is a hard way to describe it. We were completely bought in when, you know, I was a teenager, when you weren't even born yet, I suspect, and Shula led us to 17-0 and then the second Super Bowl. That's about as bought in as you can be. And then the World League stole Zaka, Kick, and Warfield, and then the rest is history. And, you know, Danny came in and was the best quarterback statistically we ever had, with no disrespect to Bob Greasy. But the defense wasn't there, so we would lose games, you know, 51-48. Now, in the local media, which I was doing a few shows on recently, it's been a hell of a year for South Florida sports. You know, Panthers 8 seeds, A-seed, NHL Finals. Heat, A-seed, NBA Finals. Marlins, you know, playoffs. University of Miami, Final Four basketball. FAU, Final Four basketball. Now, no, that doesn't happen a lot. But your question, the answer really is, Dolphins at the end of the season, this December run, as opposed to former December fades, this has captured South Florida like the 70s, like the 80s, and in the context of all of the other South Florida opportunities, football still remains king. Football of any kind. You know, the Hurricanes were king when they were the best team money could buy with MC Hammer in the 80s.
No, you're right about that in regards to, you know, the U back in the day and all of that fan base in terms of what they had was unbelievable. And hopefully Mario Cristobal can bring that back to South Beach. I did say that if he doesn't get them there next year, he's definitely, I can't see him staying there, because again, 3 years, what have you done for me lately? It looks like Al Golden, Manny Diaz 2.0. I mean, Mark Richt was the only coach to get this team at least, you know, undefeated heading into week 12 before they were knocked off by Pittsburgh, 4 or 5 years ago. And since that time, I mean, they're like a one-hit wonder. So with all the money and with all the optimism and Messi being in the area and all of the soccer fans, if you can't build a program now in this type of landscape with NIL, I don't know when you could build it for Mario Cristobal. Did I lose everybody, Matias? We lost Rick. All right, no problem. There we go. We're flying solo again. I will say this, and I've said it time and time again in regards to the U. You brought Mario Cristobal in to win championships. You brought Mario Cristobal in to win an ACC championship. You brought him in not to go 7-5. You brought him in to go 11-1 and potentially 12-0 every year. The way that Mike Norvell has built up Florida State is the hope for Mario Cristobal. The problem is that when you look at the success for Florida State and the success of Miami, it's not even close. Florida State won a national championship with Jameis Winston back in 2013. You look at Miami, and it's been 23 years since they won a national championship. Those years of Ken Dorsey, Willis McGahee, they're no longer there. You had a shot back in the day. Like I said, with Mark Richt, you were 11-0. You had an opportunity to potentially go to the playoff back then, and you lost to Pittsburgh. And that will remain in regards to the optimism, the turnover chain. And until he can bring back that, until you can run the table and knock off teams like Clemson and knock off Florida State and knock off a team like Alabama that you played a couple of years ago, but Mario Cristobal wasn't there. That was Diaz. But what I'm saying is that is the only way you can bring back the fan base. You have to go toe-to-toe with the top teams in the country and beat them. And if you can't win in your own conference and lose to Duke and lose to Middle Tennessee State, what does that say? That's what $9 million brings you from a head coach now? And then on top of it, costs you a game against Georgia Tech this year because he didn't know his ass from his elbow? Are we kidding ourselves now? You got to be kidding me. It's unbelievable. Unacceptable if you're a Miami Hurricane fan. USC to the house. There we go. Touchdown, Trojans. Taj Washington. All right, we're cooking, baby. 7-6, extra point pending. That's what I like to see. Unbelievable. Took a while. This kid is cooking now, Miller. Matias, this kid is cooking. I took his in-game, not his in-game, but 257.5. I think the defense did their job. Offense starting to move the football. Maybe you look at the total. But that is a great drive. Taj Washington, 21 yards. Miller Moss, 59 yards now. So that is it right now. Let's get the wide receiver.
Do you think he could keep it up, Joe? Yeah, that's a big question. I noticed that all these backups that get some playing time right now, they have hot starts, but they can't keep it consistent. Like, look at the quarterback from North Carolina, Harrell. He had a pretty good start as well, but then he started to fade. And I just hope this USC quarterback could actually keep his foot on the pedal and keep this offense rolling, because their defense just created a turnover. How about that, Joe? The USC defense showing up a little bit. About time.
Wait, what? Are you ahead of me? I have 7-7, kickoff pending. What turnover are you talking about?
USC, the reason USC got that touchdown was because they caused a turnover. They got to the quarterback, created a fumble, and then that led to a quick little drive for a touchdown to tie up the game. But usually you don't see the USC defense coming up clutch. That's been the weak part of their season, I thought. All season long has been their defense. Finally, they show up in a bowl game.
Well, yeah, to your point, and the difference between USC, on top of not being able to stop the run, but you go last year with Lincoln Riley, is that they were plus 21 in turnover margin last year. This year, they towards the end of the season, they were negative and finished with a negative turnover margin entering this ballgame. Cannot have that if you plan on winning ballgames in a bowl type of situation or in conference. We'll come back, talk more NFL coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi right here in the cockpit. All right, USC. What'd they call here? I am the name of come on. They gave him a first down. What a garbage call. Are you kidding me? 7-0 in USC, about 4 minutes left. Louisville with the ball, first and 10 on the 30-yard line. Defense flying to the football for the Trojans. That's it. Smash them. All right, we got some life. I don't like the refs calling everything on USC early on. I'll give you the updated lines, and then hopefully we'll get Rick. Hopefully we'll get Carver, maybe. If not, I'm running solo. We'll dive into the NFL action in a little bit. Update, Mountaineers crushing North Carolina right now, 30-10 in-game total. They just had it up at 40.5. West Virginia, 3rd and 6. On their own 32, 40.5 if you want to take a shot. There's about 4 minutes left, so that under looks like we're signed, sealed, and delivered. Updated line in regards to Louisville, no line. Louisville, 3rd and 2 on the 49, and then the late night game, still 3.5 in favor of Oklahoma State, 55.5 the total, juice to the over at -115. I said I'll talk a little NFL. Let's dive into it, and I'll give you my thoughts. Thursday night, we'll talk about that matchup, and I believe Carver and I have to give you, hopefully next hour, the Carver and Lisi same game parlay. It's going to be tough because we have a total of 34.5. But Carver and I were on Coast to Coast today, and we were talking about the total in terms of the points. And we both like under. We don't think the Jets are going to score. We actually said that we would take it maybe 20-3 or 20-0 in favor of Cleveland. And how about Joey Flacco? I mean, this is unbelievable when you think about Joe Flacco overall. They scrape him off the street. The Jets didn't want him when Rodgers went down. He comes in there, he's got three 300-yard performances. Why is that important? Well, he's made Amari Cooper a ton of money in terms of incentives, contract deals, 267 yards receiving last week. Unbelievable in terms of that output. He praised Joe Flacco, praised him in regards to just understanding the game. But what's important to understand is he's got three 300-yard games in basically 6-7 weeks, not even. Deshaun Watson in a year and a half has no 300-yard games. And this guy's getting paid how much? $181 million? $281 million? Unreal. When you think about the success of Joe Flacco. Now, I don't know if part of that is Stefanski saying, you know what, season's over, let's just throw it. And old man Flacco is all of a sudden lighting up the world on fire. Or is Joe Flacco potentially playing his best football now after a long hiatus? Maybe he's healed, maybe he's seeing the game clearer, I don't know. But he's one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And the reason why I bring that up is, big picture, if we're talking AFC Championship, we talk about Buffalo trending. We talk about, you know, the Dolphins and Ravens, and rightfully so. They're two big wins, especially when you look at Baltimore over San Fran and the ability for Miami and Dallas to knock off Dallas last week. But they're going to square off in regards to this matchup in Baltimore. Baltimore, a 3.5-point favorite. So something's going to get settled for both of those teams. But for a team like Cleveland, if they make it to the playoffs, and they're in that a perfect spot right now at 10-5 overall, can this team compete for an AFC championship? Are they built better now than maybe where they were at the start of the year? I think that's a valid question. I really do. When you think about it, they're balanced. They can run it. They can throw it. They have a deep game where if they're behind, at least the way Flacco's playing now, they could go toe-to-toe with any team out there. So when you look at their conference odds, 20-1. You know, outside of Tua, outside of Lamar, you have Mahomes, you got Josh Allen, and you have Trevor Lawrence. And I don't like the way Trevor Lawrence is playing right now. So I would have Cleveland priced at 14-1 as opposed to Jacksonville. And I've been a big Jacksonville backer, but they're not utilizing the rushing attack. Trevor Lawrence has been turnover prone. back-to-back games, he's been a human turnover machine. Three interceptions last week, three interceptions the week before. I mean, you blink and Jacksonville in every game over the past few weeks has been down by double digits. They can't even get involved with the rushing attack. Christian Kirk's been out of that offense. That defense all of a sudden looks like a sieve. So for me, 20-1 on Joe Flacco is not bad, right? And I passed Joe Flacco. I'm not going to deny it. I did. But you got to adjust. What do you see right here, right now? I see a competent quarterback. I see a quarterback that's confident. Look down the defense, stare down the barrel, and still pull the trigger. Joe Flacco. I said it. A year ago, Joe Flacco's street value was a bag of avocados. Now, all of a sudden, he's like Bitcoin. Guy's like worth 40,000, a milliliter. It's amazing. Incredible in terms of what he's been able to do. Now, a couple of other teams in regards, Houston at 35-1. Man, I like that. I do. I think, you know, AFC Championship, probably not. Most likely not. Stroud not back yet. Indianapolis. I still think Cincinnati has an opportunity. Cincinnati can make some noise. They have to go into Arrowhead, but I'm not sold on the Chiefs right now. Inconsistent, starting to unravel. Travis Kelce crying at every turn, throwing his helmet. Pat Mahomes, come on! What, every play, Pat Mahomes doesn't get now. Now he's crying. I mean, come on. You won a Super Bowl on a questionable and controversial call, Pat. Could have went 50-50 either way. If they would have let them play, who knows? Maybe Jalen Hurts is hoisting the hardware. Let's be honest now. Stop crying. I mean, really. So when you look at Cincinnati this week, I think they could go in there and they could pull that ball game out. They have the type of playmakers to win that. I know Jake Browning struggled last week against Pittsburgh. But again, if he's on and that offense is on and those playmakers like T. Higgins catching seven points in Arrowhead. Aiden O'Connell completed three passes and threw for 62 yards. And they still won that ball game because they were able to force turnovers. I mean, you're telling me that Jake Browning can't keep that game within seven and pull it out at plus 265 with the rushing attack of Chase Brown and Joe Mixon if they get going? I think they can. Who's Pat Mahomes going to outside of Kelce? Rashee Rice has been inconsistent. Sky Moore hasn't been in that offense. We know about Kadarius Toney battling injury. Pacheco was banged up last week. So tell me, who are they going to? Noah Gray? Justin Watson? Can Noah Gray or Justin Watson start on any one of the other 31 teams in the NFL? I don't think so. They're average. They're not elite. Can we stop? But because they have Pat Mahomes, he elevates everybody. I like Cincinnati early on. That's one of my better bets. It's the 4:26 game earlier in terms of the 4 o'clock window. Other action: Washington going with Jacoby Brissett. They got the cover last week. I don't like that game. 49ers are going to be upset. Old man Brissett. I don't think they can move the football on that Niners defense coming off an embarrassment. They look probably get crushed in that ball game. Carolina catching 6.5 to Jacksonville, Duval County. Jacksonville now all of a sudden imploding, but this is a get-right spot. I do feel like the total in that game potentially could go over because Carolina's starting to put up points, whether it be Chuba Hubbard, whether it be Thielen in terms of the short to intermediate passing game. You got to start. I think 38 is very doable in that matchup. 30 points last week, I was on the over. I sort of leaned to the over in terms of that ballgame. Not a best bet, but leaned to the over. We know about the Russell Wilson situation. Jared Stidham gets the start there. 3.5 right now in favor of Denver in Mile High. Going to be cold. going to be damp. The fans still there in Easton Stick. Going to walk into Mile High and get a cover a 3.5-point spread. Come on. Well, he did play in North Dakota State. That's the only good thing. He should be able to battle the cold weather. Outside of that, could be a deer in the headlights. One of my better picks already, I like the Raiders plus the 3.5 over the Colts. I think the Colts, that's it. They're done. After last week, losing to Atlanta, I think this is a get-right spot for the Raiders. I think they run it right down the Colts' throats. Could be a big game for Davante Adams there. Early look. So keep an eye out for that. 43.5. Let me see if they have a Nathan O'Connell number there. Nope. No totals. Nothing. We got nothing. Tennessee catching 4.5 against Houston. Like Houston early on in terms of that ball game. Falcons catching 3 against Chicago. Sort of like the Falcons plus the 3 there. Buffalo laying 13.5 against New England. Back-to-back road games, New England coming off the road win. New England did get the victory as an 8.5-9-point dog in Foxborough earlier in the year. Catching 13.5, I think Buffalo boat races them. I like the over 40.5. I think Buffalo could break out in a big way in that game. That could be a get-right spot. Dolphins, I'm going under the 46.5 in regards to that matchup. And then the other big game in the NFC, and we'll talk about it hopefully in next hour, and I'll get into it in more in depth. Detroit catching 6 against Dallas. Why is that important? Well, it's important because I think Detroit can play with Dallas. We know how dominant Dallas is in Arlington. They've won 15, 16 straight. Can't win on the road, but can win at home. They've dominated basically by like 21 points per game in terms of the level of competition over their last 5 home games. The only outlier happened to be the ball game against Seattle, where they won it by, I believe, 6. That could be an area where Detroit can be live. And I don't mean just to cover the number. I'm talking about to win the ball game outright. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour one on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here on a Wednesday night on the grid. All right, Joe, so hopefully we're good to go now here for the rest of the distance.
You'll be fine. You'll
And we make it to the finish line, as I've had some, obviously, some technical problems on my end tonight. So hopefully Joe will get there. 7-7 now in San Diego.
Yeah, we're looking good.
Between USC and Louisville. So they, while I was gone, Joe, I'm sure you talked about it. USC got a huge turnover, converted it into points, and they just had another big pass play. They're on the other side of the 50 now, Joe, hopefully moving in for some more points, which would be very, very good.
This Miller Moss.
And look at this. Ooh.
Got the under.
You did. That's 71.5 at the
Branch, Carver. This kid,
the Mayo.
He's got negative 3 yards. I mean, that's not going to help anybody. I got Miller Moss over, Taj Washington over. Can we get some of these guys through their totals here?
For you, I hope that that happens, Joe. I hope that we are able to get some of those guys through their totals.
It's always something. It's always something here.
And we do have Texas A&M and Oklahoma State, of course, coming up. When's that, Joe? 9. It's coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to kick that down.
I'm going to put it on the quad, Carver.
The quad box tonight, yeah.
I got it on the quad, Carver. All right, I got it on the
quad. We will... Next hour, Joe, we'll go in a lot of NFL because me and you haven't really gotten to talk about anything that happened this past week. And there's a big first down for USC down to the 30, Joe. Let's go here. And we're going to pick all the bowl games for Thursday, too, except for that BC-SMU, which we already did here in this hour. All right, we'll come back. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sports Grid Radio, we're back right after this on the grid.